Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. In a couple minutes, I'll get to a press release we received from American Right to Life. This thing is in newspapers around the country and on the internet, and they're offering $10,000. American Right to Life offers $10,000 to National Right to Life if they can name a single pro-life justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Boy, that's cutting, huh? That's cutting. Okay, we'll get to that because National, of course, their effort over the last 30 years was they were being politically astute so they could get justices from Republican presidents who would honor the culture of life. That was their subtle and astute strategy. And so American Right to Life is offering National Right to Life $10,000 if their attorney, their general counsel, James Bopp, could name a single justice on the current U.S. Supreme Court who has ever stated that the unborn child has a right to life or is a person. Well, that's that is one cutting press release. What a great way to make a point. Talk about putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, $10,000 to National Right to Life, is that worth anything to them? Sure, should be. Okay, and before we get to that, Barack Obama says the most absurd things, and we mostly ignore him and Hillary because they're hardcore child killers, and they support homosexuality and evolution and a godless worldview, and so most of the people in our audience know how evil they are. But if anybody thinks Barack Obama is worthy of support because he's what? An eloquent black man? Have you ever heard the media say that about Barack Obama? When they say that about him, you realize that's racist, right? They're being racist because no one is ever described as an eloquent white man, never. So when the media says he's an eloquent black man, that's their racism showing through. Of course they're racist. And it doesn't matter if the Germans have someone who's eloquent about killing Jews or if some senator's wife is eloquent saying the greatest evil in the world is slavery except for abolition. It doesn't matter how eloquent they are. If they're evil, they're evil. But Barack Obama is not only evil, he's also reasonably stupid. And Michelle Malkin has a list of his absurd statements that we'll get to in a moment. Yesterday, we talked about the global warming petition that has been signed by over 31,000 scientists, only scientists from America, by the way, who say that there is no such thing as global warming caused by man, but with greenhouse gases and carbon dioxide and all. Well, by the way, since I did that short blurb, you could read the article on WorldNet Daily. Since I did that short blurb, we've been receiving emails from scientists or people who know scientists, PhDs, who have signed the petition. And sure enough, it's exactly as the WorldNet Daily article by Bob Unruh explains it. This website, petitionproject.com, they have been contacting scientists for years and sending them petition sheets that they could sign and mail in, and then they verify, they corroborate that in fact they are scientists, their credentials, and they indicate whether they're a PhD or a Bachelor of Science, and they indicate what field, like earth sciences and so on. And so it's pretty cool to see that over 31,000 U.S. scientists and engineers have indicated that they reject the notion of man-made global warming, and they also reject the notion that if greenhouse gases increase, that it would be bad for the earth. Hey, a carbon-rich environment leads to plentiful life on earth. If you have a greenhouse and you want to increase your yield in a greenhouse, you increase the carbon dioxide in the greenhouse. So at any rate, that's pretty cool, and thanks everyone who's emailed, including one of the scientists is a longtime friend of Bob Benyart Live, Dr. Ed Holroyd from the Denver area, who is a friend of the Young Earth Creation Movement, the pro-life community, and so on. Okay, and what else in the news? Colorado Right to Life sent me an email. They're getting ready to post their candidates, the responses to their candidate questionnaire for Colorado politicians. That's great. And they have produced an excellent candidate questionnaire that will be offered to other states and pro-life groups in other states, because National Right to Life, their questionnaires, National Right to Life will give 100% pro-life rating to somebody who's basically pro-choice. So if National Right to Life gives some politician 100% pro-life rating, watch out. He very well could be pro-choice. It's meaningless. You read their candidates' questionnaires, and you don't know if it's a pro-choice or a pro-life person. Like, do you support the ban on partial birth abortion? About 10,000 pro-abortion Democratic candidates say yes. So what does that tell you? They're pro-abortion. So all they do is confuse the matter and blur the distinction between those who would kill kids and those who would protect kids. And how does that help the war? When you blur the distinction between the enemy, the bad guys, and the good guys. So you provide political cover for pro-aborts. That's what National Right to Life has been doing for about 30 years. All right, so Colorado Right to Life is getting ready to post over the next 48 hours their candidate questionnaire responses from Colorado candidates. That's great. Okay, now Barack Obama. Boy, is this guy a doofus or what? He's a doofus. Now, this would be hard to believe, except I've been talking to public school graduates for decades. And you know how many of them don't know how many states are in the United States of America? If you say to them, well, you know, there are 48 states in the United States of America, right? They'll probably say, yeah, and so. I mean, they don't know. So, but Barack Obama, he's a U.S. senator. He beat Alan Keyes in an Illinois state Senate election. And now he's running for president. And in Oregon, just a couple weeks ago, he couldn't get the map of the United States straight. He said this: over the last 15 months, I've traveled to every corner of the United States. I have now been in 57 states. I think there's one left to go, he said. So I don't know. So you could say he just misspoke, right? I've now been in 57 states. I think there is one left to go. So what does he mean by that? If he really meant to say 47 and there's one left to go, he thinks there are 48 states in the country. If he didn't misspeak, he thinks there are 58 states in the country. So it's just hysterical. He was also explaining, now he's from Illinois, right? And Hillary spent years with Bill suffering in Arkansas. You can bet that she hated being in Arkansas. Yeah, remember Dan Quayle, misspelled potato, and the media? The media just ridiculed him for years. I mean, he deserved it. He was a liberal. George Bush and Dan Quayle, that was the first. And, I mean, right there, isn't that an embarrassment right there? You're planning your ticket, and it's Bush-Quayle. Bird in the hand, two in the bush. I mean, it's just too embarrassing, no? But anyway, Bush-Quayle, the Bush-Quayle ticket, George W. Bush was the first president to welcome homosexuals to the White House, and that was really the beginning of the end. 1980, homosexuals were an extremist fringe group, and after 12 years of Reagan-Bush, they became a leading political force in America, being recognized as a valid voice in the political system by George W. Bush and Dan Quayle. Quayle was from where? Indiana. It's just despicable. Anyway, Dan Quayle spells potato wrong. He puts an E on it, on the end of it. Now, is that how they spell it in England? I don't know. They put E's on the end of some things in England. Anyway, he spelled it wrong. So he was ridiculed for life. Imagine if a Republican thought there were 58 states in the country. That would be enough to cause just untold ridicule. So then Hillary Clinton spends years in Arkansas, right? And she did much better than Obama in Kentucky. The problem is that Obama's from Illinois. That's actually Hillary's home state anyway. She grew up there. But Obama says he's from Illinois and Hillary's from Arkansas, so that's why the people in Kentucky supported Hillary. Now, do you get that? Now, never mind that Kentucky and Illinois actually touch. I mean, they're neighboring states. They touch. They share part of a border. And Kentucky doesn't touch Arkansas. What part of Kentucky is closer to Arkansas than Illinois? No part. I mean, the entire state of Kentucky is north of Arkansas. And yet, if you look at the latitude, the entire state of Kentucky shares the same latitude with Illinois, and parts of the states touch. They're neighboring states. Yet Obama said last week that Hillary was doing better in Kentucky because Kentucky is closer to Arkansas. I mean, this guy doesn't even know the country he wants to be the president of. Is that a surprise? No, that's not a surprise. They know the Constitution? No, they don't know the Constitution. The conservatives who say they're committed to the Constitution? No, they don't know the Constitution either, like libertarian Ron Paul, who's running as a libertarian Republican for president. He's still running, right? At least he's still fundraising. And he doesn't know the Constitution. He doesn't know that if the unborn child is a human being, a person, that the federal government has an obligation to protect it, to make sure that the states protect every innocent person. He doesn't know it, or he doesn't care. So anyway, here is Obama. He thinks there are 58 states in America. Oh, wait a minute, 58 states in America. He probably thinks the Mariana Islands is a state in Puerto Rico. Okay, so then what else did he say? Oh, this is tragic. About a tornado in Kansas that destroyed a town. Remember what he said? He said, in case you missed it this week, and he was speaking of the week of the tornado. He said, in case you missed it this week, there was a tragedy in Kansas. 10,000 people died, an entire town destroyed. Now, did you hear that? I didn't know that. That'd be more than three times bigger than 9/11. It wasn't, the death toll was not 10,000 people died in that tornado. It was 12. 12 people died. Now, that's tragic. But it's not 10,000 people killed in a tornado in the U.S. So, he's a bit buffoonish. What else did he say? Oh, he said that his parents married after the Selma, Alabama march, and that's why he came into the world. Yeah, he says there was something stirring across the country because of what happened in Selma, Alabama. So my parents got together and Barack Obama was born. Barack Hussein Obama was born. The problem is that Obama was born 4 years before the march in Selma, Alabama. So his parents must have been prophets. That's a Hillary thing, right? She was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, who climbed Mount Everest. Only she was born years before Sir Edmund Hillary was knighted, before he climbed anything. What was he, a plumber when she was born? Then also he said, the reason the war in Afghanistan is going terribly, this was this month when he was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Rush Limbaugh's hometown. Obama said the war in Afghanistan is going terribly because the translators are all in Iraq. We need the translators to go from Iraq to Afghanistan. The problem is the translators in Iraq, they speak Arabic, not Pashto and not Farsi like they speak in Afghan. So it's not, hey, Barack, okay, you know that you need translators when you're working in a foreign country. This just in, you need translators who speak the local language. All right. Let them know that in Iran, they don't speak Arabic. They speak Persian. Okay, so what else is in the... Oh, yeah, some of the translators in Iraq speak Kurdish, but that's not going to help an Afghan when you're trying to speak to an Afghan. We were getting on a plane, 130 of us last week. We're going to Kentucky to the Creation Museum put together by Ken Ham, Answers in Genesis. We had a tremendous time. The evidence for a young Earth and the Creator is overwhelming, of course. And we were getting on the plane, and one of the gals wasn't allowed by security, TSA. She wasn't allowed to bring her knitting needles on the plane. And she was complaining, and I got a kick out of this. Because she said, how could it be dangerous to bring knitting needles on a plane? And I said to her, they're afraid you might knit an Afghan. And we got a kick out of that. I didn't make that up. I'd just been saving it for 7 years to use it at the right moment. And there it was. That was funny. So what a great time. We had 130 of us going to the Creation Museum. Flew there, enjoyed the museum, flew back. Just phenomenal. And then, of course, what else? What other absurd thing has Barack Obama said? He said recently that Iran does not pose a serious threat to us. This was this past weekend. Iran doesn't pose a serious threat to us. These tiny countries, you know, with their small defense budgets, they can't harm us. That's what he was saying. And the next day his, let's see. The next day, he clarified, I've made it clear for years that the threat from Iran is grave. So which is it? It depends on who he's talking to. And that's one problem with democracy. I mean, voting for your representatives, you think that's a good idea? So in the primary season, then your candidates lie to you first. If you're part of their core support, their base, they lie to you, their base, first and foremost. And then in the general election, they lie to the voters at large. And then they get in office and they do something yet completely different. That's the way democracy works. If you support democracy or a representative republic, you should realize that the form of government you advocate systemically brings our own leaders to lie to us about what they would do if in office. Okay, now to the American Right to Life phenomenal press release. This is a crack up. Okay, and this is all over the internet. This was just released today. And so it's at big websites like newsblaze.com and interestalert.com. But it's also in newspapers and news outlets in Boston, Atlanta, San Francisco, Puget Sound, it's by Seattle, San Antonio, Austin, Texas, Denver, of course, the Sun Herald in southern Mississippi. Where else is this? Yahoo News, the Denver Post. You could go to denverpost.com, or you could find this on their own website, americanrtl.org. But here it is, $10,000 offer to National Right to Life from American Right to Life to name one pro-life justice, just one, just name one. American Right to Life is offering attorney James Bopp $10,000 for National Right to Life. For National Right to Life, said the group's president, Brian Rohrbaugh, if he can name a single justice on the current U.S. Supreme Court who has ever stated that the unborn child has a right to life, whether in a majority opinion or a dissent. Who has ever acknowledged that the unborn child has a right to life, whether in a majority opinion or a dissent. In 1981, after President Ronald Reagan agreed he would sign federal personhood legislation for the unborn, National Right to Life and their longtime attorney, James Bobb, actually opposed that effort, claiming they supported a states' rights approach, says the group's website, AmericanRTL.org. Move forward in time a quarter century and notice that National Right to Life and James Bopp, their general counsel, have long opposed all state personhood efforts. On May 13th, Colorado's Personhood Amendment Initiative turned in 131,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office, 55,000 more than necessary to force a statewide vote to acknowledge in law the personhood of the unborn child. Now, here's a quote from Brian Orbaugh. National Right to Life has misled the pro-life community to think that this is the wrong time to advocate personhood because we need one more justice on the Supreme Court to have a pro-life majority, said Orbaugh. But if we added a justice who would uphold the right to life of the unborn, then we would have only one such justice. The failed long-term strategy of regulating the killing of a fetus has left America without a single justice who knows that it's wrong to kill an unborn baby, so National Right to Life's compromise will never produce a pro-life Supreme Court. I will continue with this press release. It's hard-hitting. People say, oh, that's too what? Is it inaccurate? If it's accurate, you should be very interested in this press release, exposing the truth. Let me continue. Even Dr. James Dobson, a supporter of the failed regulation strategy, admits that, quote, and this is a quote from Dr. Dobson, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, unquote. And you could find that quote in context. Just go to American Right to Life's website and click on the link there. At the top of their homepage, you find this press release, and you find that link right to Dr. Dobson's article where he wrote that. He admitted that. Ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life. And in an article about National Right to Life's failed partial birth abortion ban, Notre Dame Law School's professor Charles Rice said, quote, every justice now on the court accepts the Roe v. Wade holding that the unborn child is a non-person. You get that? Dr. Charles Rice from Notre Dame Law School, professor emeritus, he said every justice now on the court, that means Samuel Alito, John Roberts, accepts the finding in Roe v. Wade that the unborn child is a non-person. He goes on to quote Justice John Paul Stevens in a Supreme Court ruling where he wrote that the court rejected the argument that the fetus is a person. There was no dissent. And then there is a quote from Clarence Thomas, who wrote in a Supreme Court ruling that, quote, a state may permit abortion, unquote. And Antonin Scalia, who wrote in a Supreme Court ruling that, quote, the states may, if they wish, permit abortion on demand, unquote. So then there's a quote from Steve Curtis, American Right to Life vice president and former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. American Right to Life will give $10,000 to National Right to Life if their attorney, James Bopp, can identify even a single U.S. Supreme Court justice who has acknowledged in any ruling or dissent the personhood of the unborn. To make their strategy appear successful, get it? To make their strategy appear successful, National Right to Life has tricked the pro-life movement into believing that abortion accomplices like Samuel Alito, John Roberts, Thomas, and Scalia are pro-life. And then there are quotes from Antonin Scalia. In 2002, Scalia said, I will strike down a law that is the opposite of Roe v. Wade. One person wants no state to be able to prohibit abortion. The other wants every state to have to prohibit abortion, and they're both wrong. That was 2002. Then a quote in 2004. Scalia claimed, take the abortion issue. There's something to be said for both sides. Oh, really? Killing kids? Antonin, killing kids? Really? And on April 9th, 2008, Scalia said, "You want the right to abortion? Create it the way most rights are created in a democracy. Persuade your fellow citizens it's a good idea and pass a law." Now there's a quote from Brian Orbaugh. "National Right to Life claims success in Antonin Scalia, but he is not pro-life. Like all the Republicans on the court, he is a legal positivist, which is a courtroom moral relativist." Scalia is a moral relativist. Brian Orbaugh said, like their Dred Scott counterpart. Remember the Dred Scott court? Back in the 1850s, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled a black man could be owned as property. Like their Dred Scott counterpart that ruled a black man could be owned as property, the current Republican Supreme Court is wicked and will only be taught about the right to life of the unborn from the advancing personhood wing of the pro-life movement. So while the regulators are on the defensive, the personhood wing of the pro-life movement is advancing. And then the contact information. Normally it says contact, you know, so-and-so for more information. This says contact. National Right to Life can contact. And then 888-888-ARTL, that's their phone number, toll-free, 1-888-888-ARTL, or email office@americanrtl.org. What a great press release. Wow. Wow, that's fun. $10,000 offer, $10,000 cash prize offered to National Right to Life. From American Right to Life, to name just one pro-life justice. Just name one who believes the unborn child has a right to life, who's ever written in any federal decision, in a majority opinion or a dissent, has ever written that or joined in any such ruling, and they get $10,000. That's putting your money where your mouth is. Hey, check out our website, KGOV, KGOV.com. Please help Bob and Yurt Live. You can call us up and get one of our materials that'll help us stay on the air. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.